Welcome, adventurers, both young and old. If you're looking to find a place where immortal witches, portal-jumping scientists, and adorable baby knights collide, then you're in the right place. A magical adventure unlike any you have experienced before, as World Talkers, an unofficial Evermore fancast, is about to begin. Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of World Talkers, an unofficial Evermore fancast. We are super glad to have you here. I'm just going to be honest. I like you. I like talking to you. But welcome, and I like talking to you guys.
Thank you. Welcome to
my fellow friends. What's up, guys? How's it going?
It's going well. I'm Skylar, and I am here to say Happy New Year!
And I'm here to let you know I'm ready to body slam this new year with you, Macho Man Danny Savage. That's right. I'm here. We're doing a full-fledged 180 turn. We're no longer doing Evermore stuff. We're doing full-blown WWE.
Kidding. No, we're not. I'm Daniel. We're talking about nerdy stuff and Evermore. And I think today we are talking about some New Year's festivities that took place at Evermore. Is that not correct, Chandler?
That is correct, yes. Today, it is just myself, Chandler, with Skylar and Dan. We do not have Wyatt today. I do believe he was setting up some new... what was it exactly? Some new conditions with his skeleton army that we discussed previously.
Yeah, so skeleton OSHA, and they were very concerned about the working conditions. So Wyatt thought, I need to do a full blown change here. We need to set up a skeleton union. And so Wyatt is really taking charge as Skeleton King to ensure that his workers are taken care of properly.
Yep, got to get that skunion going.
That skeleton union,
that
yes.
Skunion, yes. Skunion. Yes, I have heard it. New year, new skeleton king is my motto, or Wyatt's motto, rather.
It is true. That is true. And just remember, all of you listening out there, you too can be a new skeleton king, as it's kind of terrifying to think about, but you're just a skeleton wrapped in flesh. Be a new you, new skeleton king.
Cue existential crisis here. No, but welcome. Welcome to this wonderful episode where we are going to, as Dan said, we are going to be talking all about the festivities that happened New Year's Eve 2019.
Yes.
Into 2020 we went, and I don't even... We're in the 20s, guys. Nice.
We are in the 20s. Oh, I think I will go along with some new advice. As we move into the 2020s, I don't remember where you had heard it, Chandler, but you had told me and reminded me that when you write out the date on any legal documents, make sure you write the full date. That's just kind of smart in general. But in this regard, if you just write 20, someone can easily write 13 on the back end of it, and it'll become 2013. And now that's on your legal documentation. So put 2020.
I don't know any reason why backdating at something would be potentially harmful, but as Skylar said, just a bit of advice for you. Complete that year as you're writing it out, because people can change it to other dates.
I want to say that advice came from the Maine police.
Yes,
otherwise known as lobster cops, because they deal with so many issues with those dang lobsters. It would not surprise me if it's because of the lobsters doing a lot of backdating things to ensure that when they do inevitably overcome the human population, as they are planning to storm the beaches and take over, that we would all think, oh, they were just planning on having a big old party 10 years ago. I guess it wouldn't really be 10 years ago. But, I mean, this whole thing is a very strange tangent. But the lobsters are coming for us. So don't backdate.
You know, here's the thing. We can avoid that all with just getting a whole big thing of butter.
You got to watch out for that lobster union, that loonion.
We're just going to get a whole big thing of butter and chase them down. We're fine.
Destroy the lobster union.
Destroy the lobster union. Or let's... 2020, year of the lobster. Let's befriend the lobsters this year.
I'm allergic to seafood.
So can't do that.
So, but you... That's great, because you won't be eating them. They'll appreciate you. You'll become their king, Skylar.
I'm a lobster king!
Skylar is now the lobster king. We've got a skeleton king and a lobster king today. Nicely done. Congratulations.
This is a weird side tangent.
This is an incredibly strange tangent, but you know what? I've enjoyed it.
But
my mind has become titillated by it, so thank you.
But you know, it's actually reminding me of the delicious food at the New Year's Eve party that we enjoyed at Evermore.
Okay, but before we get to that, maybe let's do a walkthrough of our time there.
The food, guys.
We will. That'll be in like a few steps. We're almost there, but we got to start at the beginning.
I guess to start off the festivities or what have you, my festivities started off with a crushing defeat of not having won the Evermore ticket giveaway. So I bought it. I bought my ticket the day after that giveaway.
Mm. I will admit, though, amazing giveaway, 4 tickets to the New Year's Eve party for you, your family, whomever. It was a family-friendly event. There was alcohol. That was a small thing in the grand venture, in the grand scheme of everything. Family-friendly event for all ages, not 21 plus this time, which was a great move, I think.
I absolutely agree.
Yeah, and so the just to kind of start things off in terms of, how things went over the course of the night. We start things off waiting in line. Skylar got there extremely early to make sure that we had a place in line, but we also showed up very early. Do we want to not say that?
No, you're fine. I'm just curious if you're going to my secret shame.
He doesn't want you to tell the time.
I won't say the exact time, but let's say it started at 8:30 and let's ballpark that he was over 7 hours early.
I have unlimited data and a paranoid mind.
And that is okay. But
But understandably so, because the amazingness that was put out there of exclusive merch, which we all know,
true.
Skylar cannot help himself.
I can't.
It's okay, buddy.
Thanks for blasting my secret, shame. Yeah.
No, everyone already knows it is not a secret, Skylar.
I mean, we are literally, I'm pretty sure just about everybody in line did the same thing that you did, Skylar. Because we were right there with you. As after waiting in line for a few hours, we go in and we make a beeline for the mercantile to pick up the fresh new merch that they have. One that we'll get into in a little more detail in a bit, which is Evermore's new collectible card game, Realms. And then as well, they had some collectible coins that you could pick up, like a full pouch of all of the coins that you could collect up to this point for about $100, was it?
I believe it was actually like 120, 130. I just bought one of the coins. I didn't buy the full set because I already have those.
Oh no! That is true. And then there was also a really beautiful gaming quiver. I think is what we've heard it called, which essentially was this amazing leather bound cylinder with some belts on the outside that you could have a wallet detachable card carrying case for your Realms deck that would also hold in it a play set, a play mat along with some metal dice. And it has a little dice cup that is detachable from it, which although only 3 were sold that night, rumor has it that those will be coming back around and be sold in the park later. So if you didn't get your hands on those or if you've seen pictures of them and you were dying to get them, they should be coming about sometime. I don't know when exactly. I don't have a timeline, but they will be coming back around.
Yeah, and that specifically is what I waited in line so long for. I love exclusive stuff, and these were especially made by Warbear, who does a lot of leather working and stuff that happens in park. So if you've seen any of his work, basically being in park, you just know it's going to be beautiful and wonderful. So when I heard that it was Warbear exclusive gaming quiver for Evermore's new trading card game Realms, I was sold instantly and I was paranoid out of my mind because they said that there was only going to be 3. And that is why I was like, I have unlimited data. I shall wait in line for an extremely long time and just catch up on some shows.
And honestly, I would say totally worth it because they're beautiful. I also picked one up. And I couldn't be happier with my little leather baby that was given birth to that night. I was for a pretty chunk of cash, but totally worth it.
They do treat these items like children, so I don't know if we'll ever get to see them again. They are stored and carefully
placed somewhere where they will not be damaged or touched or used?
On my floor.
Oh, I'm...
Well, that...
I'm so sorry. You don't have yours in a humidity-controlled room so that the elements won't deteriorate at Skylar? I'm disappointed.
I have limited space, Daniel.
One day,
the floor's
one
the
day.
The only space I have left for all of my Evermore stuff.
Now, if you listen at this exact moment, right now, you can hear the sound of their wallets weeping. They spent so much.
Too much.
But it was amazing, the stuff that they had at the park for food. And that was, well, the food was included in the ticket.
True.
So, but we'll go into that more in depth. But can't talk enough about that food. But merchandise, wonderful things. Realms, which was amazing, which we'll get into a little bit. And we've talked a tiny bit about, but we will kind of expand a little bit more here in a moment.
So we leave the mercantile after we've made our purchases, after we've made our wallets cry, as Chandler so lovingly pointed out, and we go into Vander's Keep to check out that space, because we know that that's going to be the main event sort of venue location for the party itself. And goodness gracious, it was set up beautifully. Live music playing, a bluegrass band was performing, singing, folks were dancing, and now we get to chat about what Chandler was really wanting to get into earlier, that sweet, delicious food.
Delicious, as you said, delectable. They had a full spread. The Vander's Keep being open and completed was an amazing venue. You had the atmosphere and the food to match. We had meatball skewers, sweet and sour meatball skewers, caprese skewers, a mini gumbo bowl, spinach artichoke dip. For some reason, artichoke dip is difficult for me to say. A bit of artichoke dip in a light pastry. It was very wonderfully created and delicious.
And then there was also pork on bread. I don't know if that has a special name, but I just call it pork on bread.
I think it's pork on bread.
Oh, that is... Oh, how fancy.
I will...
It's bread with pork on it.
It was barbecue pulled pork caprese.
Barbecue pulled pork caprese.
Or barbecue pork something.
We are bad at the fancy names.
It is pork on bread. That's right. I feel like that would also be a fun name for a band, just like a crappy high school band. Hey guys, welcome to our show. We are pork on bread. 1, 2, 3, 4. Like, it would just... Take that into consideration, fans.
But they also had plenty of desserts that you could munch on there. Macarons, eclairs, brownies, and little mini strawberry pies, which were my favorite for the evening. And it was just delectable. You could go, you could get what you wanted, plenty there for you to munch on and get together in Vander's Keep, stay warm, and be happy.
Yeah, the only thing that kept folks from devouring everything at once was just having to get back in line. And eventually that line died down and you could pretty much just go through as much as you wanted. And like, I would say typically it was kept pretty well in stock over the course of the evening. They did have to take it down, I think, like a few hours before closing, 2 hours before closing.
I didn't really check. I didn't notice this time. I was too busy doing other things at this party to even notice when they took the food down. But
oh, shucks. I was, at least that's what I heard. I don't know if I misheard that then.
I don't know when they took it down. I do know I went back about 45 minutes before closing and to refuel myself, and unfortunately they had taken it down, which is logistically it makes sense, but in the future I kind of wish that there was a set time that way I could know food will be served from 8:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. and I could plan accordingly, or that the food would just be out for the whole time, right? I think that would solve my problem of going back and being like, but where's the food?
And I would also recommend, at least this is my recommendation for Chandler, just put the meatballs in your pockets.
get a garbage bag and a satchel, and line the satchel with a garbage bag, and like just take a sweeping arm past that table into your satchel.
Or just guys. Or just no bags at all. Just put it directly into your pockets.
To pull a Jasper.
Just seeping sweaty meatballs.
Those
dripping in into your pants.
Those sweet and sour meatballs were amazing.
They were delicious. That. Yeah.
I want those more.
But a little more on Vander's Keep itself. I think that looking at it objectively, having Vander's Keep as this great indoor space for the parties has single-handedly changed the way the entire system parties are going to have moving forwards at Evermore. And I think it is probably the best thing possible for the park in terms of these events that they're going to have throughout the year.
I would like to jump in on that as well, because this totally changed the feel of everything at the party for me. The atmosphere was just so much more incredible inside of Vander's Keep, because if you've been in there, it's a spectacular looking building. And then not only that, as you're saying, Daniel, objectively looking at it, it's just a massive place that allows you to escape the cold. The interior is, again, just beautiful, and you could spend forever looking at the like relief carvings on the columns or at the decorations. The lighting fixtures up in the ceiling are great. It's just very, very pretty.
It really felt like logistically, we have said in the past that a major complaint would be that there weren't enough tables in times past. And it was very awesome to see people sharing a big long bench table, and not necessarily that came together, but they were enjoying conversations. They were eating and enjoying the night's festivities all together, and actually had a place to sit down and be entertained. And we were also some of the visitors that night got up and started dancing to the wonderful music that was being played by a local band. So just amazing event venue if you ever want to go there.
I would say it was very much kind of a like you felt in the time. It was a place out of time. Very fantasy. I felt I was sitting in like Hogwarts Great Hall or at Whiterun in Skyrim in their keep. I felt like I could have been in any sort of Viking banquet. It was pretty fun and spectacular. Great ambiance with plenty of seating. Plenty of food, and just a really great environment to have a party in.
And in terms of looking, at least comparing last year's New Year's Eve party to this one, I think one of the major benefits of it is rather than having an entire, like more than half the park, at least is what it felt like last year, being sectioned off to VIPs, those that were 21 plus that wanted to have alcohol, you now just had a small section in Vander's Keep that was roped off. And it was like, oh, look at this. The entire park is open except for this one tiny little roped off area. It doesn't feel like you had to pay an arm and a leg extra to experience the park. You didn't have to pay any extra to get into that roped area. It was all, everything was VIP all the time. You got exactly what you wanted in the park, and it was the full thing, which I really quite enjoyed. For me, at the very least, that was a major improvement from last year to this year.
Made everyone feel like VIPs. You didn't have to pay that extra to get that treatment.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I really enjoyed that as well.
I also really enjoyed that, especially that that mocktail that they had this time. It was
they had alcoholic and non-alcoholic options in the bar area.
It was the Lay Lime mocktail. It was just, it had Red Bull in it, which is what I really needed at a New Year's Eve party, because I again was waiting in line for so long. I was pretty tired. I needed some energy.
Yeah.
And then we have friends who commented on the alcoholic drinks. There were many more options
And for cheaper as well than in the past with greater quantity of actual drink,
and that these drinks were delicious in their own right. Mm-hmm. So you had non-alcoholic options, alcohol options that you would enjoy, and it was definitely worth it.
Definitely. And so just in simple, this new venue gives me high, high hopes, and has also raised a few questions for me, because who's Vander? Who's Vander? Why is this his keep? Who is it? I don't know. These are some questions I would like to have answered.
My question, and I do appreciate that question, Dan. I have never even thought about that, to be honest. My question, though, is, and probably my one and only complaint about the food options.
Sure.
Was that for those that didn't want a mocktail, you had, there was hot cocoa, an Evermore lemonade type thing.
Sure. And then they had some bottles of water as well.
Bottles of water. But I myself am a big soda drinker. And it was kind of disappointing that I wasn't able to drink or get a soda anywhere in the park that night. So that would probably be my one and only complaint.
That's fair. Yeah. That is fair.
Yeah. We like to get serious about our soda.
Like I said, I am a serious soda drinker. And, you know, going all night, and the park was open from 8:30 p.m. to 12:30 a.m. So a nice caffeinated drink would be quite delicious, and I wasn't able to find that, unfortunately.
Sure. I mean, and at least in the vein of these other drinks that were there in terms of the water, the lemonade, and the cocoa and so on, because those were free. Because they do have the bottled sodas in the mercantile and a little fridge off to the side, but those are at an additional cost to
that
the
is
park
correct.
Goer. So
yes.
so that would be the thing, is not there wasn't like a chest of sodas that you could just go in and grab out of,
or even
fountain drinks.
Fountain drinks refills and so on
that you could get a refill of.
Sure.
Right. Yeah, that was my only option, and I will be honest, I do often forget that little refrigerator is there. So I wonder if that would have helped me with my quest for a soda.
Sure.
But that was probably my only complaint there.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I noticed that, because I was distracted the vast majority of the night by Realms.
Yeah, after we went into Vander's Keep, we spent a lot of our time chilling over at the Crooked Lantern Tavern, because we were, the way that the park was set up for the vast majority of the night was to have groups of actors coming into the tavern, standing behind the bar, and
Or rather, characters.
Yes, the characters coming in and standing behind the bar, and then signing their characters' cards that they represented in the Realms game.
Yeah, realistically, this serves two purposes. First and foremost, it gave us the amazing opportunity to have a couple minutes with the character and get their very stylized, very true to their character's signature. That was really cool to see their personality come out.
Top three signatures, I would have to say Vela and Nightshade, because they signed in Elvish.
Yes.
And then, of course, Sephthys for me. But, I mean,
Greasy's was very funny.
Greasy's was good.
It looked very greasy and, like, runny. It was very good.
Like, he had just practiced writing for the first time after hundreds of years. It was like, oh, I should probably figure out how to do that one again.
Yeah. So, as I was saying, it gave us the opportunity to get these signatures and have these moments with the characters. And to be honest, it really felt like we were going up and getting their autographed Disney-like-esque, or thanking them for all that they have done for us and with us, right? It was really cool. So that's what I would say was the first reason why you would want a signature.
Yeah, I think it's a great way to show appreciation to the actors that are there. And I can't wait for every character to have a card and to be able to show appreciation in such a way. It's also a very fun collectible thing and an exclusive thing in regards to the Realms, as we'll probably delve a little bit into a bit more here in Realms. But in Realms, it is not only a card game that you can play anywhere, whether inside or outside of the park, but it is supposedly going to serve a function inside the park as well, where you can go on quests and earn the trust of characters, and your reward would be that character's Realms card to signify that, like, hey, you've earned my trust, you've done a lot of work, you've put a lot of time in. So it's one reason to go to these parties, perhaps into the future. One, just for the collectible value of getting the signature of the character on there, and two, of potentially being able to use those cards in park to help aid you when you're going out and adventuring.
Yeah, because, you know, with with the dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of characters that seem to be added all the time, it's difficult to manage all of those relationships. So it's nice to be able to focus in on a relationship, get the card, get the signature, and have something that says, I have this person's trust forever. And it's sort of signified there in on the card. And again, not all of the characters have cards made yet. There are only 50 cards that are out at this point. But eventually they will all be out, and you'll be able to flaunt the relationships you have with the characters through your deck, not just through a very fun game.
Yeah, we did hear in AMA that took place with Chance Lepre on one of Facebook pages that discusses Realms, and they said that, or he said that they were going to be releasing a core set in 2020 around Mythos time, so be on the lookout for that into the future, and potentially there's going to be way more characters released in this set, so I'm very excited for that. But I suppose after talking about that, we should probably dive a bit more into it.
Yeah.
Just as a side note, the overwhelming reaction to these beautiful cards and this card game, I think, has inspired and hopefully has told Evermore that we want more. So that's all I wanted to add there, but
I was also waiting 7 hours in that line for that to get my hands on them.
And was it worth it, Sky?
For me, absolutely. I think both the Master Kit and even the chance to get those coins, had I not already collected all of them, is a great opportunity, as well as because the coins were from past seasons that you could no longer get. And then the realms. Seriously, guys, find pictures. We will be sure to post even more pictures about realms. Because the cards are just stunning.
They simply gorgeous. And the gameplay itself in a lot of ways has some beauty to it too. The objective of the game of Realms is pretty simple. It's just to defeat your opponent. The matches often span 15 to 20 minutes in length, and you use a deck of 25 cards comprised of your favorite friends and characters from Evermore. As stated, not every character is there yet, but eventually, they hopefully will be. Furthermore, just so folks are aware, the park has expressed that, like, one of the primary focuses of Realms is the collectible nature of it. But do not let that be, like, overshadow the fact that there is an awesome game that is in there, and that it's worth playing and worth diving into. For a lot more discussion about Realms, we can chat more about it here as well, but just throwing this out there, for a lot more conversation about it, there's the Evermore Realms CCG community on Facebook that is actually run by us, the World Talkers. So that's our page that you can come in. We have officials from Evermore that are in there commenting fairly frequently, answering questions. And there is a sort of rules clarification / errata that's been posted in there by Bryn Curry, who is one of the game developers of Realms.
And you can also find that AMA, that Ask Me Anything by Chance Lepre, on that same page as well.
Yes, exactly. So head there. But I suppose, is there anything that you guys want to bring up specifically about Realms, things that you personally enjoy or want to focus on?
I think I really enjoy the quick nature of Realms, the fact that it's designed to be a tavern game, basically, that it's not meant to take all night, but that you can get through 3 to 5 rounds in approximately like 45 minutes. Once you learn the cards, you can bust out games really, really fast. It's pretty fun.
I love the fun nature, but more so, my favorite thing has been the Easter eggs and surprises that we have learned. I think the theme shines so clearly through every card, and things have been hinted at that haven't even been revealed in Park. There's a guild symbol that we don't know what it means, and that has not been explained in Park, and it is with some of our most beloved characters.
And also there are portal symbols for each of the cards, and one of the interesting ones is that Tip Top has a portal symbol for a portal that we have never even heard of before.
And not only just portal symbols, but we have a portal map on the backs of all of the cards. It is a beautiful, like, gold foil with black embossment, and like it's totally gorgeous in and of itself, but it's a portal map. And if you look at Jardanian Dimitri's card, you see the portal map as it should be, as well as it is when it is inverted. It's quite fascinating. The cards are full of these things. For me personally, I think one of my favorite things about Realms is that it is, that again, at least for me, the first time Evermore has produced something that you know you purchase in park that truly feels like you are taking home Evermore. You have Evermore at home with you. You have these characters at home with you. You have something that you can use to play with friends, play with family, play with whomever, and still feel like you are telling stories at Evermore with Evermore, but from the comfort of your own home. It's really quite awesome. So I'm very excited with what Realms is going to become as it kind of figures its own self out, as this is the first time the park has ever done anything like this in terms of a card game. So this is really quite exciting.
Yeah, from what we heard, it was basically the first time that any of the creators of this game had ever created a game, like especially a trading card game. This is the first time that they made something like that. And so I think it is great. It is a work of art. The quality of these cards is just incredible. And I love that they want to hold themselves to that standard of quality, both in the art and just the physical tactile quality of the cards, as well as their devotion to try and make some fun and entertaining gameplay. Not perfect. Again, there's that errata that is up on the page that kind of helps there. Just some clarification issues in regards to wording on some cards, but
and like it's
again pretty impressive still, because this is the first thing they've ever done that wouldn't come anywhere close to being able to know how to do this
right.
Even other games, I mean, games in and of themselves are not perfect, and this is something that we see with Realms. It is not a perfect game, like Skyler said, but the theme shines through. The intent, the love that was put into it definitely shines through. And comparatively, the problems are minuscule and are already being worked out with conversations with everyone.
Yeah. I would say it's still similarly on par with games like Magic the Gathering that have to have erratas and different
very much so.
Clarifications on things.
Yeah, and so at least from what my experience has been within the Evermore Realms CCG community on Facebook, as well as within our Patreon Discord that we have set up. We have a Realms channel. Typically, answers are able to be put out with fairly reliable degree of certainty fairly quickly, typically within minutes. So if you are playing a game and an interaction comes up between cards and you're like, oh, I have no idea how X, Y, or Z is supposed to happen, post about it. And if it's something that they haven't seen before, you are helping. You are helping the game become more fleshed out, and you're helping the game developers see, oh, here's somewhere that we need to help clarify our own game vocabulary. So play the game, test it out, and help the game move forwards.
Yeah, and just seriously appreciate that art. Like, these things are highly collectible just in regards to how beautiful they look. We really hope to have more out soon. We were hoping to have a YouTube video of Realms, but we are actually still currently in the works for that, because we want it to be as clear as possible and as polished as possible, so that there's as little confusion about how to play Realms as possible. So be on the lookout. It is not out yet at current when we drop this episode, but we are still developing and making that video that will come up on our World Talkers YouTube eventually.
And what is that noise I hear? A little chugga 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 choo choo.
Choo choo train.
The choo choo train. It's the choo choo train. That's right, folks. The train that has certainly been promised, the prodigal train, as it were, has been fully developed. Is in. It is installed. It is running. And it's really quite beautiful, in my opinion. It's a short, simple, sweet ride around the park, kind of goes counterclockwise through the park, with some stops for pedestrians as they're crossing, by the hunter's hovel and by the tavern, but it is really a fantastic addition to the park. I think it adds a lot, especially for families that are coming with kids, to just have something that's like, okay, we want our kids to kind of settle down somewhere. They don't want to sit down, but we can get them to sit down if they're on the train. Great place to go.
Great place to go. We did notice that it was not running on days with very bad weather this past Wednesday.
Like with snow and ice, that would make it a bit of a hazard.
Which, totally understandable. Yeah. We get it, right? But it is such a fun, simple way to experience the park like you've never seen it before.
And get some incredible pictures from the highest vantage point that I think you can find in park is when you're on the train.
Exactly. Exactly. And that was running New Year's Eve night, and we hopped on it ourselves.
We were on the maiden voyage, as far as I'm aware, at least Chandler and I.
That we were. Yeah.
I was not, but I was on it's third go around.
And that is still good.
It's still good. It wasn't its maiden voyage, but you know what? I would say at that point it was a little more experienced. It felt a little more comfortable with itself, and I felt that I was with a more confident and powerful train than you ever experienced. So ha 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 ha.
I did, as we did ride it the first time though, I did get to point at you and yell, "Peasants!
Peasant.
Look at peasants!"
And I had to sit there and grovel and say, "Oh yes, my lord, I see that you are superior to I. Oh, I shall throw dirt in my face in penance for looking upon you and your glory." So the trade was beautiful. It was really great, and it was a simple way as well to kind of break up the evening, waiting in line for the signatures. It's like, okay, well, what can we do? We can hop on the train, do something different, see some of the sights again, and just kind of get some fresh air that way. And then shortly after, a lot of these signatures kind of were slowing down towards the latter end of the evening, a certain someone, and for a story beat, came back to Evermore. And it is Kyra, who a few weeks ago flickered out, but has now returned with a map of Aurora, its territories and so on, as well as her own genealogical sort of family tree.
That map is so stunning. It is a beautiful piece of art, as well as that genealogical tree. They are just stunning. I geek out at this kind of stuff in art, and I instantly see it, and I'm like, I want that map. I want it. I want it to be my wall.
honestly, I think if they made that map slightly smaller, and maybe change the material, I haven't felt it, but I think that would be a legit Realms playmat.
Oh, that would be legit,
right? Take it. You can take that one Evermore. You get that one for free.
each of the portal maps. That would be really, really
cool.
Really cool.
Now, what an amazing. I keep looking back at where we were, Aurora 2018, right?
Yeah.
This season, we had many great characters, but what, if I remember our review, it very much was lacking in story depth, and really we said there was not much story at all. There were
sure.
these random people from Aurora. But now, the park has listened, they've learned, they're figuring themselves out. I think they would be the first to admit that they don't know everything. They've made mistakes, as we all have, World Walkers and Evermore alike. But now we have come to this new land, and we are actually seeing a fleshed out world and a world map. Amazing to me.
Along those lines, in a single story beat, they've accomplished more like telling a tale than what it felt like the entirety of Last Aurora, because in this singular hour-long instance of Kyra being back and like showing folks the map, we learn that she, Lila, and Shiri, who is Mother Nature, Lila was the queen of Aurora last year, that they are all sisters, that Karej, who is a winter wolf in park, sort of he's a diplomatic barbarian, that he is technically Lila's son and King Eirik's son. He's the king of Aurora, though he has forsaken his name by blood, brother's king. It's pretty crazy. So like in a moment, in an instant, like they gave us so much to dig into and like so many questions to ask. So really, really quite brilliant. And like, honestly, as I was sitting there that night, I was like, I kind of want, like, I want more. I feel spoiled. I want more story beats to happen over the course of this night. I understand that the purpose wasn't necessary for it to be like a full on, like full blown story night, but that one moment was like, oh, give me more, please.
But it sets it up for what is to come. I mean,
absolutely.
Aurora now has progressed on into February, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
Yes. The dates have changed. That is a good note that we had to put out, is that Aurora now ends on, as it currently stands on the calendar, ends on February 29th, and the park is running every Saturday until February 29th.
What an amazing precedent this really makes for the park is, hey, you know, the holidays have come and gone, but by no means is this a holiday only event. Evermore is here. You can come enjoy this rich story, and there are beautiful worlds to explore, and I love that.
Abso-frickin-lutely. Shortly after we saw the map, we kind of dug into that a little bit, took some photos as best we could. We heard that the fireworks display was going to go on. We step outside, and certainly enough, as usual, the fireworks display was lovely. Just like I'm always very impressed with the quality of their fireworks display. It doesn't feel like it is an abnormally long thing where I'm like, okay, we get it, explosions. But it's also something where I've mentioned it on the podcast before. I'm not a huge fireworks guy where like they don't typically like, they don't astound me. I'm like, no, I get it, explosions.
I like explosions.
It's like they're fun, but, I do quite enjoy Evermore's fireworks. I don't know what the difference is. Maybe it's just a part of the magic of Evermore. Like I'm like, oh, I'm maybe Evermore has given some magic to the fireworks for me. Possibly, I don't know, but I really quite enjoyed the display.
I think it was especially beautiful for me in regards because you get a look out at the landscape that is just covered in a myriad of lights and decorations for this winter time, and then you just happen to have fireworks coming up above so that the sky becomes as beautiful as the park. And I also really enjoy that. Along with that, if you ever want to watch the fireworks in park, here is a pro tip from the male, the myth, the legend, Sir Philip Humphrey. His favorite place to watch the fireworks is right in front of the glass house where the animal shows are held. And he isn't wrong. You'd get an amazing view from there. The higher up you are or the closer you are to the western walls, the more of an explosive and amazing experience you'll have.
I myself was walking as they were going off. I was walking towards that area and it is spectacular. I 100% agree. Wonderful show, wonderful celebration as we rang in the new year. And honestly, as you said, Dan, for me, just a great example of what parties are in Evermore and what is to come, definitely.
And so shortly after the fireworks went off, that was about right about at midnight itself.
Yep.
We hit the 12:30 hour when the park was to close. Folks started heading out of the park, and that kind of marked the end of the festivities for the night. It was a very just, I don't know, at least for me overall, just kind of like a breath of fresh air saying, yes, we're happy to be here for the new year. And it was a great way to start it at Evermore. But I suppose with that, stepping out of the portal of Evermore, what are the overall takeaways from this experience?
Starting off, I felt like the ticket price was at the perfect price point. You definitely had, it was an event. They had catered food, there were fireworks, everything was included in the price. So it was a little bit more pricey than what you would typically spend to get into the park, right? I believe it was $69.
If you bought your ticket online, it would be $69 plus tax. we're 12. And then if you bought it at the door, it would be $79 plus tax.
Yeah, so yeah, really, really quite reasonable price overall, and we felt like, you know, if you budget around it, if you're wise with your spending, shouldn't be something that breaks the bank, and it really did feel like the entire experience of the night was well worth it.
I would agree. I think that number was a pretty good sweet spot for me in regards to what I was getting. There was a myriad of food options. There was a lot more food. It seemed that I had a wider variety of things to eat.
Live entertainment. And then later some like electronic dance music came in. They had a DJ and a live band. Like, yes, continue.
Yeah, not only that, but an opportunity to get in on Realms Series Zero before Realms Core 2020 comes out. I really appreciated that, especially getting the character signatures on there. Just as a collector, again, myself, I just absolutely adore that. I, of course, bought multiple sets, and then I got the Master Kit, so I am looking to just have some to play with, have some to display, have some to have some character art, and as of right now, I actually believe that there are still some available at Evermore Park. If you're wanting to get in on that set zero, you can go in and buy those if you're at the park.
And those are first come, first serve.
Yes. They are first come, first serve. They still had some left over after the New Year's Eve party. And then the story beats that happened, the fireworks. I think it was pretty well worth it at that price point. I think it hits that sweet spot for me.
Absolutely. I totally agree. I mean, I think there's always a moment where when I'm at Evermore where I just think I want more and more of this stuff. I want more things. I just want more things to be happening just because I want to absorb all of it as much as I can. But I would say overall, the evening felt very well paced.
Yes.
And it didn't feel like at any moment there was too much going on or it'd be overwhelming. And it was just enough where it was like, hey, I am here to be with friends. I am here to party, but I'm also soaking in all of this at Evermore, which is it's a beautiful thing.
And you weren't the only one. There were many people at this party.
I want to say well over 700.
I want to say just about there is what right there. It kind of felt like, and maybe a rough estimate, I would say about
the 700.
An excellent number, an excellent show of wonderful mix of new people and regulars returning to celebrate. I saw multiple friends that had never been there before, but they had chosen this night to see what Evermore was about, and I have only heard good things. People not even knowing what Realms was, but as they saw characters playing and the people around them really getting into things, they loved it and went and bought decks right there, right? Just a fantastic show of people enjoying themselves at the party and wanting to celebrate the new year in Evermore in the ways of Evermore. It was great to see.
Mm-hmm. And I think at least when it comes to points for improvement, or at least points to consider, like moving forwards, like where could things have improved? I would say that really, like at least for me, like the only thing, like big thing that I noticed was that Vander's Keep, as amazing in a location as it is, it can be a little drafty, meaning that some of the food that's in there does cool down rather quick. So the foods that felt like they should be warmer, like the gumbo or the meatball skewers, were chill, not undelicious. They were still fantastic, but I think just in the future, it'll be interesting to see how they attempts to remedy that problem, if it'll be heating lamps, if it'll be, I believe it's pronounced chafing dishes or it is a word that I learned today as I was writing the outline for this, because I was like, what is it? It's the heated water trays. Mm-hmm. Where you just kind of set the trays in, keeps it warm. Chafing. Because I don't want chafing dishes. My nipples have had a hard time enough as it is. I'm kidding. It'll be interesting to see how they choose to go about that. If that is an issue that they want to address, it really is something that they could put on the back burner, as I don't think it's an immediate problem. Okay, give me the pronunciation.
Chafing.
It is chafing? Oh, well, hey-o. Get some pasties, because we're going to get some chafing dishes. There it is.
I think in also regards to that, beyond the Realms card signings and this one scene with Kyra, for me, it didn't seem like there was too much else going on, which isn't necessarily a bad thing.
Not a bad thing.
It felt like it was manageable, but you know, like you were saying, Dan, like I wanted more. I was like, I want to get into this more. I want there to be another scene, and maybe there was, and we just missed it.
Right.
Because I was definitely more focused on getting those character signatures.
It was a night where, like, you know, the night ended at 12:30. I would have been happy staying till 3:30. Like,
yeah.
And like operationally, get it. They don't want to do that.
Yeah, that'd be awful.
They have lives. They have things that they need to do. But it was one of those nights. Where it was like, man, I can't get enough of what's going on because it is so good and it felt like such a high quality evening.
Yeah,
I'm speechless because I cannot put it any other way. I think you perfectly described my feelings. There wasn't a moment that I felt, oh, I'm not enjoying myself. It was simply, I want to stay here forever. I want to keep partying with the people I love, ring in the new year, and just have this amazing experience for many hours to come.
When I left, I also felt satisfied with my experience there. After waiting in line for so long to get the exclusives, after getting in and playing Realms, I left feeling satisfied. Yes, some things I felt maybe could have been tweaked, like we were saying, just like slightly warmer food, slightly warmer food, more story beats perhaps, but overall it was an exceptional party. I felt that the price point was again well worth what I got that evening.
Absolutely. So I mean, I think the New Year's Eve party for this year set a very clear precedent that parties, these events at Evermore, are not to be missed. They're going to be big, they're going to be brash, they're going to be bold. You're going to love every moment of them. We did, and as best as I could tell, there were folks staying there from start to finish, loving every moment of it, just like we were. So it's an awesome thing. Evermore is clearly learning its strengths, and it is building and it is growing. It's becoming better and better. 2020 is going to be a fantastic new year for Evermore.
Well, I think that about wraps it up for us, don't you think, guys?
I think so.
I think we're done here.
I feel as though I have expressed myself enough. Remember, befriend the lobsters, and just go whole hog body slam this year.
We wish you guys a very happy new year. Just some notes before we go. Evermore's final day currently on the calendar for the Aurora season is February 29th. So make sure that you do not miss that. And it is only open on Saturdays moving forward.
There are potentially some rumors, some whisperings out there that they may open up some Fridays, so make sure to watch the calendar. They have been known to, in the past, to either move dates or tack dates on, so we could potentially get more Evermore if people keep going into the January, February months.
And also, just a fun update, they've updated their calendar and the website itself. It's easier to read. It's a little more functional in terms of your ability to see when things are really happening in the months and then like an events style format. Really great stuff. So I mean, that's about it for us. So thank you so much for listening. And if you want to support us, if you like what we do, consider supporting us on Patreon at patreon.com/worldtalkers. It really does make all the difference in the world to have your support.
One of those things that was made possible by the Patreon is that we just decided to open up a merch store on Redbubble. We'll be sure to make sure that link gets put down into our show notes, but you can just basically get on Redbubble and search World Talkers, and you should be able to find us. Currently, it is just our logo, but I am in the works to have more designs that are both Evermore and podcast specific, such as a whole Bay King line that I'm trying to that I'm designing for clothes. We have wacky stuff on there. We have shower curtains. We have bath mats. We have shirts.
Can we produce lobster claws as gloves that we might be able to show our support for the lobsters? 2020, year of the lobster.
Not that I am currently aware.
Rats, that is okay. I understand.
I mean, but I can put lobster claws on a t-shirt.
I would wear it.
But that is the thing. As we get more support on that Patreon and through Redbubble, we can produce more things. We can do more, and we have plans to do so full website redesign, everything. Check us out on Patreon. As Dan said, we are really excited to keep moving forward with that.
Yeah, and thank you so much for making that possible. I really enjoy graphic arts and designing some stuff, and so I'm looking forward to making more stuff for you guys, stuff that you want.
And additionally, as always, don't forget to follow the park at evermore.com, as well as their social medias at Evermore Park on Instagram and at Evermore Creative Studio. Feel free to follow us on Facebook and Instagram at our handle at World Talkers. And please don't forget to call in and leave a message if you'd like to at 801-332-9321. We'd love to be able to hear from you and be able to respond to you.
And if you leave a voicemail there, you can also potentially get featured on the podcast as a part of our Evermore experience.
Likewise, if you don't feel super chatty and would just like to write in, you're more than welcome to do so. Email us at worldtalkers.podcast@gmail.com.
Also, if you like the show, consider writing an Apple Podcast review for us to help other people learn about the show and what you like and what you don't like, and help us reach more people and help them learn about Evermore.
And wherever you are right now, stop what you're doing, start clapping, and say, thank you, executive producer Aline. You make the magic of this podcast possible. We're super grateful for you, for your contributions, and for the fact that because of you, we get to make a lot of fantastic stuff at higher quality. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And now you can stop clapping.
Never stop clapping.
Just keep it going for forever. If you're driving, good luck. But for real, we are so happy and hopeful for this new year for ourselves, for you, and especially with everything going on in Evermore Park.
Please treat yourselves well this year and stay strong. With all the support in the world, we'll be seeing you
beyond the portal.
Excellente!
Choo-choo train!
Choo-choo train. Don't forget it.
It's coming at you now. That choo-choo train.